Now then, guys, MegaJohnny64 here again. Not done a podcast in a little while, but I was just doing an early morning Greggs, and I thought I'd do an early morning Greggs cast, sat here in the car park with my large latte. Been playing loads of games as usual. Been playing lots of strategy games, 4X games, getting back into Magic Arena, which is shaping up really, really nicely. But I wanted to talk today, unfortunately, about another fighting game. So I recently picked up a triple pack for PS3. So PS3 have been there's quite a few triple packs on PS3 now that you can get that collect just really decent games into one nice disc. They're not like the double packs you used to get on 360 that were two separate discs. That used to get like Pure and Trivial Pursuit and like Burnout Paradise and really random selections. These are usually by one publisher, so I picked up, it's awkwardly named the Fighting Edition, so it's really hard to Google for, but it's basically Soul Calibur 5, Tekken 6, and Tekken Tag Tournament 2, which are all Bandai Namco games, and that's the most expensive of the triple packs that I can find. There's other sort of more collectible packs like the Ico Shadow Colossus and the Kingdom Hearts double pack, which I've got. But there's and there's also in the triple packs there's a strategy one. Sorry, there's a stealth one that includes like Hitman and I think probably Splinter Cell or something. And then there's an action one that has like Just Cause, Tomb Raider. So they're really nice little sets because they're all on one disc, because Blu-rays obviously hold a ton of data. So I don't know whether they've compressed the audio slightly more than they would normally or something like that to get it all on, but really nice little sets. Picked up the Fighting Edition one, and yeah, kind of disappointing that they didn't bother putting like a menu or anything. So if you play like the Kingdom Hearts double pack, there's a really nice menu with some really nice music they put as like a front end to it all, and you can cycle through all the content. They put some bonus stuff on there that aren't games, you know, some videos and things. I thought with this being all Bandai Namco, they'd be able to put some extra content on the disc, but basically you put the disc in and it shows as three separate discs on your PlayStation menu, so it's literally just like three ISOs on this thing, three like disc images. But you know, it works, it's nice. But would have liked that little bit of extra content. But yeah, so I loaded up Tekken Tag 2. It's a really nice disc to just shove in our living room PS3, which largely acts as a Blu-ray player. Because me and my wife like to just pick up a couple of controllers and have a scrap every now and again on like Virtua Fighter 5 or something. So it's a really nice disc to just leave in that. And we played a bit of Tag Tournament 2, and there's some really good co-op in that, because you can just join together and do a tag match versus the CPU and stuff. And loads of characters in that game. It's a really nice Tekken game. A lot of people seem to prefer it than Tekken 6. It's got a really, really decent roster and quite a few modes. And a really kind of comical intro mode that teaches you some basic combos and things like that. Which is kind of nice, but anyway, yeah, so I came around to Soul Calibur 5, and me and my friend have recently been collecting the entire Soul Calibur series, and I think we're just about there now, from basically everything from Soul Blade to on the PS1 to Soul Calibur on the Dreamcast, all the way through to 5. There's even some spin-offs and things. We've got like the Wii game, but yeah, so we've been enjoying some Soul Calibur recently, and I didn't expect much from Soul Calibur 5. I already had an Xbox copy, and it doesn't have a ton of modes. I knew my friend who'd played quite a bit of it said the single player is pretty lackluster. It's not got that sprawling campaign where you're like upgrading weapons and doing all these weird little challenges. So I didn't expect much from it, and you know, it's an old PS3 game. There's bugger all community still playing that game. I think there still are people on it. But I think largely the people who are into Soul Calibur pretty much play 4, from what I can see on like the Reddit and stuff. Soul Calibur 5 did some weird things where it removed some of the core characters and replaced them with like child versions, which like is interesting, because they still have a lot of the core movesets as far as I can see, but they they're not the same characters, so I don't know how people feel about that. I don't think it was particularly well received. But the game looks absolutely fantastic. It's just dense with art. Like, everything in that game is just covered in this sprawling, like, gothic artwork, and it looks fantastic. Music's as good as always. So I played a little bit of that, and I was having a good time with it, picking up Hilda again. She seems to have become a bit of a core character, and she's really cool. She's got like a lance, which acts as your like vertical move set. It's basically with the lance, so you can prod people from a distance. And then she's got a close range dagger, so she's quite versatile. Yeah, having a good time with that. And then I found this mode, quick play. So I thought this will just be versus CPU, but loaded it up, and it basically finds you ghost data. So you do play against CPU, but you pick from a set of like five pieces of ghost data that they found from around the internet. So these are people that have played, and they've recorded a bit of a profile. So the game's kind of recognised, oh, this guy likes to use these combos or wake up with these attacks or whatever. And they've configured their profile with like a title, which you can unlock by beating them, or sort of like a costume for their favorite character or whatever. And they've got a rank, so you get a little map of the world, and you see where these people are from, and you pick a name off the list, and it's got a rank against it. So you say, oh, well, maybe I can beat this guy, I can get his cool title and stuff like that. And then you go and have a fight with them, and it loads up a stage. They've got all their custom outfit on, all the character customizations, and they fight based on the sort of character data that the game's recorded for them. So I thought, wow, this is really cool. Like, this game's it's going to be dead. Like, the online community for fighting games isn't the most vibrant anyway. But if you're not playing Tekken 7, Street Fighter V, Dragon Ball Fighters, or maybe one or two of the latest Arc System Works games, you're not going to find many people to play against. And if you are, they're probably going to be way better than you. They're probably going to be, people that play that game all the time. So this game, is really only, a lot of these old games only really exist for the single player content, but this thing keeps it alive by fighting other players' ghost data, and you get a variety of other players of different skills, and an interest to play, because you're unlocking XP for your profile. You're unlocking sort of currency to unlock costumes and other items for your characters, and titles and things that you're taking off other people. So there's a few reasons to be doing it, and you get this variety of CPU to play against based on other people's data. So I think that's incredible. Like, if they can keep these fairly niche games running, obviously it depends on them holding this ghost data somewhere online, but I would hope that it gets downloaded when you connect to the internet and you've got that data available to you offline. But it's a really good way of keeping these games alive. Like, I can now just hop on. It's really quick to get in a match because I'm obviously not waiting for matchmaking. I just pick someone off the list and go, and it gives me a bit of variety and just a short form way of enjoying the game. So I think it's a really, really, really cool mode, and I hope it's going to appear in other games. I think there's some amount of it in Tekken. I can see ghost data on the menu. But I'd love to see in all kinds of games. Like, obviously Mario Kart and things have had ghost data for years, and you can download time trials, but none of that really. It's not the CPU being affected by somebody's play. It's basically just a pure recording of them driving around a track. So if you could get ghost data for that or something, you could possibly have a CPU controlled set of characters, but maybe they do actions based on a player that once played as them, and they've got, they're using their particular kart loadout. They've got their wheels and character or whatever. It would work a lot. It wouldn't work as well for games like that because, there's less custom actions you can perform in Mario Kart. You're still going to want to drive around this track to the best of your ability. You're not going to rely on, like, fighting games. A lot of characters online you'll find will rely on certain gimmicks, and a CPU controlled character could pick up on that and do similar things. But that's not the kind of thing you're going to do in Mario Kart. There's not gimmicks you can rely on. But yeah, it would be really interesting to see some of these games with customization options to stay alive with this kind of ghost data system. I can imagine playing like an old Halo game in the future, and I maybe can't get in a server match, but I could maybe hit ghost data and have all these pretend players join in as bots, and maybe they act slightly different. Maybe they like to use certain weapons more than others. Maybe they like to hang around certain areas more than others. So I think there's a lot of possibility there. I'd love to see it used in more genres and see where it can go. I think it's going to be less useful as time goes on because online communities now are so big that if I want to get in an Unreal Tournament game, an Unreal Tournament 99 game, I can still do it. If I want to get in Counter-Strike 1.6, I can still do it. A lot of these popular online games are still running and they're still easy to get into, even now. But that's not going to be the case for everything. So it'd be good to see games that do tail off make use of these features. But anyway, that's all I've really got to say on that. It's a really cool feature. It's something that surprised me, even being a grizzled and cynical veteran of video games. It's something new, and that's always nice. So let me know what you think, and I'll catch you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.